This is KCUR 89.3. Arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are on the rise across the country, and families with mixed immigration statuses are being forced to have some tough conversations. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports on how families in Kansas City are planning for a situation where one or both parents are deported.
Every day at recess, kids run around the playground at James Elementary in Kansas City's historic Northeast. But as the end of the day approaches, those carefree moments give in to stress. A majority of the kids at James are Latino, and administrative assistant Nayeli Murillo says they worry about their parents, many of whom don't have legal status to live in the U.S.
We have kids that came in here crying because they feel like they came to school, and then when they go back home, the parents are not going to be there.
James doesn't have a school counselor this year, so Murillo fills that role for many students, comforting them in Spanish. These elementary-aged kids might not fully grasp U.S. immigration laws, but Murillo says they know something's going on. Across the state line in Kansas, Carmen and her husband worry about being deported all the time.
We fear about it every single day.
But Carmen, who asked that we only use her first name, never thought to talk about it with her kids. That is not until November 2016, right before the presidential election. Her son's birthday was later that month, and something he said struck her.
So he was so worried, and one day he said to me, "Mom, if Trump wins, I'm going to be able to celebrate my birthday here in the United States." And I say, "Yes, why not?" And he say, "Well, because my friends say that Trump are going to send me back to Mexico."
Carmen's son is a U.S. citizen. In fact, she got her son his U.S. passport for that birthday. Carmen is not. She and her husband and daughter overstayed tourist visas years ago after leaving their home country of Ecuador during a crippling recession in the early 2000s. After the 2016 election, Carmen and her husband also decided it was time to plan for the possibility that they could get deported. Immigration officials have started to target an increasing number of immigrants without any criminal history. Diana Martinez is a local immigration advocate. She says as difficult as it can be, making an emergency plan is extremely important.
There's not enough people engaging, starting these conversations within the community itself. The culture is to be hush about it, to not talk about it, to not talk about your status, and not ask for help.
Martinez gives families a workbook to fill out with information about bank accounts, assets, utility bills, usernames, passwords, and medical histories.
Because usually it's one, it's the provider of the family that has that information and knows all of that. And it's usually the provider that is usually detained.
Carmen and her husband decided to make their daughter, who's now 20 and a DACA recipient, a signee on their bank accounts. And last January, they sat down and talked to her about what she should do if they both get deported.
She knew that she will be responsible for her brother. And if something happened to us, we told her that she need to call these kind of people to help her out.
They also talked to friends at church, where Carmen's an interpreter and lay pastor. They found someone they could trust to serve as power of attorney and take custody of their son. Advocate Diana Martinez says this is often the most difficult part. She says she'll sit down for hours with families to try and think of someone they trust who has legal status.
And a lot of the families, unfortunately, don't know anyone that has status or don't have anyone that they trust to be able to leave their kids with.
Otherwise, kids can be put into foster care, which is an entirely different and complicated process to navigate, especially from outside the country. Nayeli Murillo, the school secretary at James Elementary, says she's power of attorney for four families at the school, and she talks to the kids about it.
And I always tell them, I don't want you to know that it's not going to be permanent. I will make sure you're safe, and I will get you to your parents when it's convenient.
As for Carmen, she says she doesn't regret coming to the United States.
And I think that some people might blame us as parents for bringing them here. But when you do sometimes stuff looking for the future of your kids, for looking for a good future, you don't measure the consequences. You just try to give them the opportunity, and then you will deal with the consequences.
Carmen says she's not afraid of starting over. She did that when she came to the United States, and she'll do it again if she has to leave. But if that happens, she wants her kids to be empowered to survive in the country they call home. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.